Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Audrey. They were asking, would it be Corrigan Park or nowhere a couple of weeks ago? Well, it looks now it's going to be in Corrigan Park for the reigning All-Ireland champions' visit to Antrim. Lots of debate about whether this game should go ahead at the venue on the 12th of April. The big issue has been the limited capacity of just 4,000 people. So since that request was first declined by Ulster GAA, challenges around health and safety and the security have now been resolved and agreement has been reached in principle. So one of the Antrim players is Patrick McBride, and he's been outlining the significance of this development. He feels that this decision goes well beyond the game itself.
It's very significant, and I think all the players and will be glad that we've got the match where it's meant to be. But not just players, it's just the people of Antrim as well. As a team, we're realistic. It's a team who just got relegated to Division 4, playing the All-Ireland champions. Yes, it gives you a better chance to win the match, but there's so much more at stake. There's principle. There's the right thing, where you were drawn first. There's the case that we've no Casement Park, and if we keep moving somewhere else, then what's the point in having Casement Park? It's a disgrace that we don't have it at the minute. And then it's such a big city as Belfast and what it can do for young kids. And I'm a school teacher, and I grew up not knowing how good Antrim were, or what, just always wanting to play for Antrim because going to big games like this here. As players, you're trying to win a match, but it's far bigger than just that one match. That venue change, it should never happen in any sport to any team. But the implications it would have, especially for Antrim as well, it's going to be a very effective, the things that it's going to boost for us to have this game at Corrigan Park.
Yeah, that's Antrim player Patrick McBride. Some points well made, and it does raise the bigger question perhaps of Casement Park and the future around that venue. More on this story a little bit later on. Irish women's manager Carla Ward will confirm her squad this morning for their upcoming Nations League doubleheader against Greece. So these games take place early next month, and Ireland hoping to bounce back after a 4-0 defeat to Slovenia last month. The Irish under-21 men's side were in friendly action last night, and they really impressed in a 3-1 win against Hungary. Mason Melia from St. Pat's made his debut for the side, and he converted a penalty to become the youngest goal scorer for an Irish side at this age grade. So he's 17 years of age, and he'll be moving to Tottenham next year, and he beats Troy Parrott's record by a month. Conor McManus, another debutant, scored the other two, both headers. McManus is with Brentford, and he's currently certainly making his mark with that Irish under-21 squad in this window, and it was a special night for him and his family.
Unbelievable, to be honest with you. I think first half an hour kind of took me a little bit settled in. I think I was a bit all over the place in the head. I think I was just trying to get into the pace of the game. And then as the game kind of went on, we changed tactics at halftime. I kind of think it kind of suited me a bit more. And I think as the game went on, I think I kind of grew into those cliches it sounds. And then obviously to get the two goals was class. Obviously, I haven't scored for a while, so that feeling was really nice. Yeah, no, it was a surreal feeling, to be honest with you. Like, I can't really put into words, and to have my mum, my dad, my girlfriend in the stands was unbelievable. It took me a couple of days to kind of settle into the group, obviously, like coming in into a group of lads who have such high quality and have kind of like already have that kind of base of relationship with each other. To kind of come in and try and like get to know people and settle in took a couple of days, but I think, you know, the lads are really welcome and really nice, and all the coaching staff were top with me, so it's made it easy to kind of settle in and play my football. We know it's a new qualifying phase, so I think just trying to get used to each other, trying to get used to how we play, but I think we're quietly confident going in, you know, humble but confident, and I think, you know, we know the group we have, we know the talent we have, and I think we can crack on and hopefully qualify.
So that's Conor McManus, not Conor McManus of Monaghan football fame.
There's only one Conor McManus.
There's two of them, and another one with an eye for goal. Finally, England beat Latvia 3-0 in their World Cup qualifier at Wembley last night.